meet each other, there may be moments of kindness or considering the other's welfare, but often there's a lot of attachment, just happy to see our friends, glad that everyone is well. So the near enemy of metta is attachment. Usually we take attachment for being metta.
通常我们看到我们喜欢的朋友我们在打招呼在问候的时候我们是很开心的那个时候我们也许会以为我们是在为对方着想或者是友善可是事实上通常可能是有很多的贪爱很高兴看到我们喜欢的朋友那么所以贪慈爱的最亲密的敌人他接近的敌人是贪爱。And
without understanding when metta arises, when a metta appears, is it possible to know when it is metta and when it is attachment?
那么所以要能够辨别慈爱跟贪爱的差别，如果慈爱不升起，我们有可能了解什么是慈爱，有可能因此能够辨别他们的不同吗？ Irene, 不用客气回答。如果慈爱不升起，就是像
Sarah 刚刚说的，慈爱跟贪爱可能会搞混。那现在我有听到这一个。 不同的面向，就是所以慈爱跟贪爱，就是贪爱就是有它不同，所以问题是慈爱没有升起，我们不知道没慈爱对吗？
So Irene basically saying yes, it can be confusing, not able to tell the difference if the metta does not arise, and it's good to know there's a different aspect to know about metta and lobha.
So those who have never heard the Buddha's teachings may have many, many moments of metta in the day. We know we have all have friends who are very kind by nature, very considerate. But without the development of understanding, it's impossible to know what is metta or when metta arises. And usually, like all the kindness to one's children, most of which is attachment, will be taken for being metta. So only right understanding can know when metta arises.
我们通常都有一些朋友啊，我们都会互相为对方着想。那如果没有佛陀的教导，我们其实是不见得能够分辨什么是慈爱，什么是贪爱。就好像对小孩子的所谓的关心，或是真的慈爱吗？还是贪爱？
For example, when we just want to help our family members, or we just want to support our own children or our good friends, this is not the quality of metta, which is kindness or friendliness to whoever needs help, whoever needs assistance at this time.
所以比如说当我们觉得我们是在关心，是在为家人啊，为自己的小孩着想的时候，我们以为是慈爱。事实上，慈爱的对象是没有设限的，他不会只有是自己的家人才会慈爱。这个法的对象，他关心的对象是任何友情。
When we're walking down the street and someone may get in our way or someone is shouting or causing some disturbance, is there metta or is there annoyance? Whenever there's annoyance, then of course it's not the quality of metta. It's the far enemy of dosa at that time. But when it's metta, no matter who or what or when, there can be friendliness and understanding.
就好像我们走在路上啊，如果碰到有人挡住我们的路啊，或者是有人在发出一些我们觉得很干扰的声音的时候啊，那个时候其实可能是升起的是嗔恨，那个当然就是慈爱的敌人。那所以如果是真正的慈爱的时候呢，你是关心任何对象的，没有挑选。And
can I have metta, Irene? Can I develop metta?
那我可以建立慈爱吗？
法是没有我的， 但是慈爱的升起应该是会， 就是会有因缘和合， 然后透过生活体会会， 会有升起的时刻， 会有升起的时刻， 但是没有我， 是自然而然 让它发生的。
Dharma is anatta, so it's arising, it's not conditioned, it's not by me.
So it's not my metta, it's not I have metta or I don't have metta. as you say, it just depends on conditions, whether the quality of metta arises or not.
所以慈爱并不是我的哦，我并没有拥有慈爱，慈爱其实是没有主人的，那它是有因缘条件才能升起的。
And what chaitasika is metta?
哪一个法？慈爱是哪一个实相？是哪一个法呢？
我不知道哪一个法。
待会听到答案，你会有点惊讶。I don't know which dharma it is.
Anyone? So when we know that our lobha and our dosa chaitasikas arise with all kusala chittas, but when the adosa has people or other beings as its object, then it is metta. So metta arises with kusala chittas with other beings as object. Adosa chaitasika.
所有的善心呢，一定会有不贪不嗔这两个美的心所。所以当善心当不称这个心所升起的对象是有情的众生的时候呢，这个时候它就是所谓的慈爱，它是友善的。
For example, now at a moment of understanding of reality, our dosa chaitasika is there, but it's not metta because the object is a dharma or a concept of a dharma. It's not other beings.
那么，但是比如说，当我们在如果对象所缘是法或者是描述法的概念思慧的时候呢，这个时候这个阿多萨不称呢不会被称为慈爱，因为它的对象并不是有情。
But when the kusala chitta arises now and the object is other beings, not oneself as some people think, must be other beings, then metta is there. That kusala chitta thinking of the other's welfare.
所以如果是有情的时候呢，当是善心的时候，这个心所不称，这个心所会升起，它就会去，它的功能就会去关心协助对方，关心对方什么是对他有福祉的。
So when we think of other people, for example, our friends here on the Zoom discussion, either that thinking is with kusala chitta or akusala chitta. When it's with akusala chitta, then lobha or dosa or just moha is there. But when they're thinking of the others with kusala chitta, then adosa, metta is there.
像我们现在在讨论啊，当我们想着一起讨论的朋友的时候呢，那个想的是想可能是善的或不善的。如果是不善的话呢，要么就是贪根心、嗔根心，或者是慈根心。但是如果那个想着一起讨论的朋友的时候是善心的，想着这些人的时候，那就会有慈爱。
Many people and many teachers misunderstand what is written in the text, and they have the wrong idea that metta has to begin with oneself. One has to make oneself happy. One has to think of one's own welfare before one can have metta to others.
那么有些错误的解读经典的人哦，他可能会误以为要对别人慈爱之前要先让自己开心，要先让自己高兴等等的，但事实上这是错误的，关心别人之前不必要先让自己开心。
But when we think of our own welfare, our own needs, our own wants, then this is attachment, lobha, clinging to oneself as usual, which we're all experts in already. So metta is not thinking of one's own welfare. It's always thinking of the welfare of others.
所以当如果我们以为要先照顾好自己，先自己的好处是什么，那么自己需要什么，那么这个是贪爱，我们都已经是贪爱的专家了，这并不是去替别人考虑的慈爱。
But considering what we like,we all like pleasant feeling, we all like pleasant tastes, we all like pleasant experiences, we all like kindness and patience. Considering what we like, we consider what the others like, and this is what causes the confusion. So just as we like to be happy and have pleasant experiences, so do others. So keeping this in mind, can condition the kindness and consideration to others, the true metta.
也就是说我们自己喜欢什么、不管是愉快的感受或者是想要有一些好的品质等等的，那么与其是想自己想要什么需要什么，去替别人想，他们也是不是也想要这些，这个才是慈爱。
And now to mudita. What do you understand mudita to be, Irene?
那关于慈悲喜舍的喜呢，巴利文叫做 mudita， 那你们对 mudita 有什么了解呢？
我本来搞不清楚这两者，是因为喜喜我以为是就是给人家快乐，所以我就在想，哎，喜跟慈好像很慈，我也觉得它是就是慈爱给人家快乐啊，就是给他我的爱啊，那喜就是给人家我的快乐，所以两者我分不清楚。
I was confused about metta and mudita because it seems to meThey are all about making other people happy, being loved, joyful. So it's not clear to me which one is which.
I think what you're describing, being kind to others, thinking of their welfare, making them happy, this is the quality of metta. The quality of mudita is different.
那么刚刚就是刚刚提到的、哦、其实是考虑别人想要什么，什么对别人是好的、友善等等，善的时候，这个时候是为对方着想，这个是慈爱。但是喜，随喜的喜不一样。
The quality of mudita is rejoicing in the good fortune of others, rejoicing in happiness or kusala or good experiences of others.
嗯哼，那慈悲喜舍的喜呢，是为别人感到一起开心哦，因为别人可能得到了一些好运，或者是别人的善，你也一起跟着开心。
For example, when we hear that our friends are able to travel on, go on a good trip, even though we cannot because of COVID or work or other experiences, are we glad for their?Good fortune? Are we glad they're able to have a good experience or a happy trip? Or is there jealousy or thinking of oneself, why not for me at that moment?
那么它跟嫉妒是相反的哦，就说当比如说当我们自己想要去旅游，但是因为一些状况我们不可以，那别人可以的时候呢，我们是替他们感到开心呢，还是我们其实是嫉妒他？为什么不是我，是他们
？If our colleague gets a promotion at work, which we think should have been ours, or if someone else's children do better in the school result than and passes the exams rather than our child, is there mudita? Is there gladness for their good fortune, or is there?Unhappiness at that moment.
那么这边有两个例子，就是如果是你的同事升迁了，或者是你的小孩没有考到录取，但是朋友的小孩录取了，你是替他们感到高兴吗？那个就是随喜，或者是感到不开心的嫉妒呢？
And when it's our child that passes the exams or goes on the trip, is there mudita?Wholesome joy in their good fortune, or is it attachment because it's our child that we want to be so happy?
如果是我们的小孩考过考试了，录取了，我们感到很开心，那个时候是善的开心吗？还是贪爱的？
When it's mudita, there's no clinging at all. It's just genuine, wholesome gladness for others, good fortune.
所以当这个为别人感到开心的随喜升起的时候，它一定是非常真诚，是善的。
And at the end of a Dhamma discussion, when we say sadhu or anumodana, this is the quality when it's wholesome of mudita, rejoicing in the wholesome deeds of others, rejoicing in that kusala at that moment.
那么在我们的佛法讨论结束的时候呢，有时候大家会说，善哉或者是感恩，这个时候是在善的状态下，有可能是在善的状态下，那就有这个随喜的心所。
So at those moments, there is metta, friendliness, kindness too, but mudita as well, just when it is rejoicing in the goodness or the good results that others are receiving.
Mm-hmm. 所以, mudita 呢, 是因为别人有得到什么好的, 然后你也跟着一起, 对方的高兴, 你也跟着一起高兴, 你也为对方感到高兴。
And when there is more understanding about the Dharma, when there is understanding that the good results that others receive is the result of karma and different conditions, it's so much easier to rejoice and be glad because one knows it's not just by chance, but because of past good karma.
Mm-hmm. 所以当我们看到别人有一些好运的时候呢, 那是因为过去的善所带来的结果, 或者是他已经在一个很习惯以善的思考来做事的人，我们就很容易为他感到高兴。
And whereas we said that metta is actually a dosa chetasika, which is referred to as metta when the object is a person, when it comes to mudita, it is its own chetasika, mudita chetasika.
我们讲慈爱的时候呢，指的是不嗔这个心所。那当我们讲 学习mudita的时候呢，它自己就是一个心所，在25个美的心所里面就有这一个喜的心所。
Just as karuna, compassion, its own chetasika, also with people, other beings as object, in this case, those who are suffering.
那么就好像25个美心所里面也有一个叫做悲悯的心所，它也是美的哦，它是希望 也是以友情为对象，希望对象不要受苦，从苦中离开。
Any more questions about metta and mudita? Is the difference more clear, Irene? So also with mudita, the near enemy is attachment, and the far enemy is dosa, not liking others or good fortune.
那么，刚刚的讨论有不清楚的，可以再继续讨论。 那么关于Karuna悲悯他的敌人哦，就是贪爱跟嗔恨，不喜欢别人，所以他其实看到别人受苦，甚至搞不好还会高兴。
Did you say Karuna or Mudita?
Mudita and Karuna.
Mudita and Karuna what?
The enemy.
Oh, the near enemy, the near enemy of Karuna is dosa, because dosa. One takes the unpleasant feeling for being karuna, for being the compassion. But the near enemy of mudita is attachment. One's glad about the good fortune with attachment. So a little different.
Right. 所以就是喜的敌人是贪爱，那那个悲悯的敌人是嗔恨。
When it comes to karuna, compassion, for example, one's family member, friend is sick in hospital and one feels so sorry for them and has such sympathy. But whenever there's feeling sadness or sorrow, that is the near enemy of compassion. One takes that sorrow or grief for being compassion, but sorrow or grief can never be compassion, which cannot arise with unpleasant feeling.
当我们说悲悯啊, 同情的时候，比如说朋友的家人在医院里面啊，我们感到难过啊。如果是真的感到难过，那个不是悲悯啊，因为那个其实是嗔恨，那个不愉快的感受的伴随。所以才会说他的敌人其实是嗔恨。而且因为悲悯其实很容易会误会，以为要感到悲伤才算是同情啊，并不是在悲悯升起来的时候，并不会有悲伤。
One hears someone's bad news or one sees insects struggling by the side of the road, and immediately one feels sorry for the person with the bad news or the insect. But this cannot be karuna. So this is why feeling sorrow is the near enemy of karuna, cannot be taken for being karuna, compassion, which has to be with pleasant or neutral feeling.
所以当我们听到谁有了一个坏消息的时候，或者是看到路边有什么动物或者是昆虫 受伤了或死了，我们可能很快就感到难过，这个不是悲悯哦，悲悯不会有悲伤的感受。
Any more questions about the Brahma Viharas, Irene or anyone?
任何人或者是谁想要再讨论这个四无量吗？我们只讲了其中三个。
我想请问一下那个刚才我们谈到那个无嗔就等于什么慈，我们在讨论慈嘛齁。Sarah 提到说无嗔就等于类似就是无嗔心所就是慈的意思。我有点想法是无嗔感觉是它是善没有错，但是它比较属于中性的。那慈的话它有多一点的心情，就是希望对方好。是不是我认为是不是无嗔，然后还有包括传达这个欲心所，就是它不是很单纯无嗔而已。我想提这个问题。
The question is about metta being a dosa, because a dosa seems a bit neutral, not taking the further step to care for others. So it should be with chanda also.
So sometimes the term, for example, people think a dosa just means not having dosa, and it sounds rather neutral, but actually it's the positive quality that arises with all wholesome, all soberness cheaters.
那么一般呢，大家讲到无嗔的时候呢，会觉得它是中性的，但是事实上它是一个非常正面的一个健康的美的心所，它不是只是中性的而已。
I noticed you said that metta was caring for others, and that was also the term used by Irene when she asked a question.Or answered a question of Sarah. So I'm wondering if you could give an example of what you mean by caring for others.
好，慧月法师，就是这样是说，当你说 caring 去关怀别人的时候呢，可不可以举个例子？
我们讲，我们一般在讲慈悲喜舍四无量心哈，通常就是慈就是希望对方好，对方快乐。那悲的话就是希望对方没有痛苦，简单的讲我们会把它浓缩成娱乐跟拔苦。那像是慈的话，它就有多了一点点希望他好，希望他快乐这样的一个心情。我们看到可怜的人吧，希望他生活能够改善。
你的意思是如果只是单纯的不嗔不一定有行动，但是慈是会想要采取行动的。
对对对，就想他会想改善对方的那个一个帮助对方得到快乐，那个是一个积极的一个成分在里面。
The question is about metta seems to be more active than just a dosa.
It's important to keep in mind that metta is just a mental state. It is wishing for the well-being of others, or it is an attitude of.Friendliness to others, nothing more than that.
那么，慈爱呢？它是一个心理状态哦，它是一个希望别人好，好，就是没有比这个更多了。它是一个心理的状态。
It doesn't have to be a positive thing like sending out metta or having some particular caring feeling for others. It is just the attitude of friendliness or.When one treats others as a friend, not a foe or enemy.
嗯哼，那么它其实只是一个态度而已，它并不需要有什么积极的作为，说把慈爱送出去这样子。当我们认为他是一个朋友，而不是一个敌人的时候，对手的时候，那个态度，那个心理状态，他是不嗔恨，就可以算是 metta 了。
And it can be weak or strong, depending.
它可以是虚弱的慈爱，或者是强的慈爱。
So we don't need to think of it as some special kind of wishing or deliberate kind of way of thinking about other people.
所以不用刻意去说一定要什么特殊的想要做什么，或者是特殊的一种期望对方要怎么样。其实它就是一个心理状态，一个友善的态度。
as Sarah said, when we are walking down the street, for example, and consciousness will be either wholesome or unwholesome, depending on accumulated tendencies.
像刚刚Sarah举例，我们在路上行走的时候碰到了一些状况，我们怎么去想，跟我们累积习惯的思考的模式是有关的。For
the person who has well-developed metta, then of course there will be more likelihood that consciousness will be kusala than akusala.
对于已经累积比较建立好，比较有累积建立的慈爱的人呢，他是比较有可能在路上遇到不愉快的状态的时候是有善的想法的对对方。
But it doesn't have to manifest in a deliberate thinking or attitude towards other people that are the object of one's consciousness.
但是这个慈爱的状态并不需要刻意一定要显现出什么样特殊的希望对方怎么样期待对或者是去做出什么事情来。
So metta can arise at any time in a day, and as Sarah also mentioned, one doesn't have to have heard the Dhamma in order for metta to arise.
那么所以在一天之中呢，其实 metta 慈爱不嗔是很有机会升起的，而且并不需要一定要。
But for most of us, there is no knowing which moments in the day are metta and which are akusala, when other people, other beings are the object of consciousness.
那么但是呢，当我们心的所缘的对象是人或者是友情的时候，我们不见得，我们通常不会知道那个时候我们的心的状态是善还是不善的。
Some people have the idea that they have to do something to have metta, and this is what is meant by active. For example, they need to focus on it or they need to take some action. But these ideas of focusing on metta or making it active or doing something to have metta, actually this is motivated by clinging to oneself again, trying to have metta for oneself.
要去注意，如果说所谓的慈爱一定要去有采取行动，要去很主动的时候呢，那个时候很有可能也是有注意，要注意是不是因为我应该要慈爱，我要对对方有慈爱，他不见得很清楚，但他有可能是有背后有这个动机在的。When
one would like to be a person with more metta, or one tries to be the kind person or the good person, what kind of motivation is there behind that idea or that trying to be the one with metta?
也就是说，其实有很多修持悲观的人，他们想要变成一个有慈悲的人的时候呢，其实他背后的动机是什么？他是为了谁这样慈悲？That's
why I asked Irene at the beginning, is there metta now? Because whilst talking to our friends or listening to our friends or reflecting on the other's welfare, metta arises very naturally, not I can have metta or I should try to have metta, but by understanding its nature and why it's so good and the opposite of attachment, it just develops naturally, not anyone actively trying to have it at all.
Mm-hmm. 所以在一开始 Sarah 就先问了 Irene 现在有没有 Meta， Meta 是可以很自然而然在我们现在这个时候的讨论发生的。当你考虑别人为别人的福祉考虑的时候，可是一旦你觉得你应该要做点什么的时候，一定要去主动的做一些事情，才可以有慈爱的时候，那个时候其实很有可能是为了自己要有更多的慈爱。So
the only time it can ever be known is at this moment.
所以当然也只有在这个时候他有申请，你才有可能知道。那刚刚Sarah讲的我漏了一段，就是也只有透过了解慈爱的本质，你才能够知道他的价值，你才能够真正的培养他。Today
I can't see Hey Hey Vincent's dog, but usually when Hey Hey is sitting on his knee and I see Hey Hey, instantly there is attachment because he's so cute and so sweet. She's so cute and so sweet. So this is the opposite of metta. just mm-hmm. liking what one sees, liking that cute little dog.
那就是我家的小狗，就是跟 Sarah 也从小就有见过面好几次。那么每次 Sarah 一看到他，就立刻有贪爱，那个并不是慈爱关爱，所以那个贪爱是慈爱的亲密的敌人。
But sometimes there can be moments of meta, just wishing for the welfare of Hei Hei or one's friends, and understanding knows the difference between what is attachment and what is meta. But usually in a day, it's the attachment which is taken for meta, like when one would like to have more meta, or one's so glad for the others, but especially when it's one's own family member, for example. This is the sign of attachment.
那么当然是不同的时刻，那么看到黑黑的时候呢，有贪爱，那也许在不同的时刻呢，会有一些慈爱去关心黑黑的福祉。那么在一天之中呢，其实我们大部分都是贪爱哦，尤其是当我们想要有慈爱，或者是我们慈爱的对象只限于自己的家人的时候，那么这是一个贪爱的一个讯号。
So no matter we call it adosa, or we call it metta, or we call it friendliness, it is that chitta-sika which arises with wholesome chittas, with considering the needs of others.
不论我们给他的是不称慈爱或是友善的名词，他指的是那个法，那个跟着善心一起升起的那个不称，不会去嗔恨对方的一个法。他因为对象是友情，他其实那个心理状态是友善的，是会愿意为对方着想的。
So it's useful to learn about different chitta seekers and when they arise. Otherwise, we may have.A mixed up idea of what is active and what is not active, because I agree, just the name adosa doesn't sound very active, but if we call it metta, then maybe it sounds more active, but it's actually adosa chitta seeker.
那么Sarah 这边说的确他也同意，当我们听到 adosa 无称的时候呢，听起来是中性的，当我们听到慈爱的时候，似乎这个慈爱这个名词是更有主动性的，但是不管我们用什么名词，它指的是那个不称这一个法。当然那个时候一定也有欲心所了。
And what about upekkha equanimity? What is upekkha equanimity?
那我们讲了慈悲喜，那舍呢？ upekkha 平等心。
平等心就是没有分别。
平等心是无贪无嗔的又善心所的一种舍心平等心
舍心嘛，对不对？
对。
Upekkha is the one of the sopana cittasika. The difficult for me to pronounce tada.
Tatramojatata. Very difficult to pronounce too. Tatramojatata cittasika. Very good. Yes.
Okay. 对，它指的是一个中舍心的心所。
So like metta is one kind of adosa chaitasika when the object is other being. So equanimity is tatramojatata chaitasika, one kind of it when other beings are the object. Mm-hmm. Only karuna and mudita have their own chaitasika.
Mm-hmm. 那么慈悲喜舍呢，除了刚刚讲到的喜跟悲呢，他们其实就是代表了各自代表了一个心所，那么慈是不称这个心所，那么舍呢，指的是就是中舍心，不多不少，不偏不倚那个心所。
There are many different kinds and meanings of upekkha in the Buddha's teachings, like upekkha can refer to neutral feeling, for example, so people often get confused. But when we're talking about the Brahma Vihara, it isequanimity towards other beings, and as you said, it's this tatramojatata chaitasika.
所以慈悲喜舍的舍呢，有时候我们会用 upekkha 这个字啊，它其实有很多意义哦，至少十种哦。那其中一个，比如说感受，中性的感受也可以用 upekkha 来讲。但是当我们在用在这个慈悲喜舍里面的舍的时候呢，它指的是对所有的友情。是中舍的，是平等的，没有偏好谁的。
The near enemy of equanimity is indifference. For example, if someone is sick or had some misfortune and we just don't care, don't mind at that moment. That is the near enemy. It's not the equanimity or acceptance of towards other beings.
那么这个忠舍性慈悲喜舍的舍呢，他的敌人其实是冷漠，就是事不关己，不是他不是真的平等，他其实只是觉得没差。
For example, we come across a cockroach that is dead on the street, and we just don't care because we don't like cockroaches anyway. So this is not equanimity or acceptance of the plight of other beings.
比如说，当我们过马路的时候，有一只蟑螂被压死，我们根本就觉得，冷漠无所谓，不关我的事。这不是忠舍了。
And like Karuna, whenever there is feeling sadness or sorrow, it cannot be equanimity. For example, we hear someone has just had a diagnosis of cancer, for example, from the doctor. If they're feeling sad or being disturbed on their account, this is not equanimity because it cannot arise with unhappy feeling.
同样的跟悲悯一样啊，这个舍，这个心所，这个品质升起的时候呢，它不会有不愉快的感受伴随，它不会因为听到别人得到癌症或什么，那觉得有任何的难过。
But one knows that the disturbance that person experienced, the painful bodily feeling they'd experienced, for example, has to be like that because of past karma. And this condition, more acceptance and equanimity towards the other being, towards their experience.
慈悲喜舍的舍呢，它的建立，它的静因哦，它的能够培养他的因缘条件，是因为了解了因缘、业力、业报。所以，当某个人在受苦的时候呢，如果了解这是业报带来的结果，他必须有这个苦的升起的时候呢，其实是更能够接受发生什么就是什么。这个也是能够平等忠舍的一个因缘条件。
The other day, I was having a long chat with one of my friends whose son was recently killed outright in a car accident.So, of course, many moments of feeling sad and disturbed on her behalf. This is dosa. But some moments of compassion and some moments of equanimity, because by karma and other conditions, it cannot be any other way. When it's time for death to come, it has to be like that. So this is the condition for developing more equanimity.Understanding its quality, its value.
那么，比如说，在前几天呢 ，Sarah 跟她的朋友在谈她的儿子被撞死了。那么，那个有很多不同的时刻，有些时刻呢会替他感到难过，好，那有些时刻呢会有悲悯升起，希望他不要难过。那么，有些时刻是会有舍，就是忠舍性升起，因为知道会被撞死，那个是业。历代的业报，他被撞死的那一刻，能够是别的情况吗？当业报要结成熟的时候，他不可能是别的。所以你越了解这个，你也越能够接受忠舍性，那个舍就容易培养。
When she told me that they were taking legal action against the other driver and so on, but actually the real cause of death is one's past karma. So we think of all these different circumstances, but the real cause is karma.And when it's time for karma to bring that result for death to occur, which can be now or any time, it has to be like that.
那么那个他朋友想要提起一些诉讼哦，但是不管是什么状况，那其实表面的原因好像是这个人或那个人害的，只是他那个时候被撞死是业力带来的业报的结果，他不可能是别的状况，他就一定是要那个状况。就像现在死亡是随时可能发生的，当死亡发生的时候，就是业结束了，业力，新的业要接手了，能够是别的状况吗？不能是别的。
Understanding more about karma and other conditions means there is less inclination to blame others, to hold others responsible, or have regret, thinking I should have done this or I shouldn't have done that.Because at that very moment, life has to be just that way. It cannot be any other way by conditions.
所以，我们可能会习惯去要谁要谁来负责，或者是我们可能会后悔做了这个没有做什么。但是当这些事情重大的事情，其实每一刻都一样哦，都是因缘和合。当这个死亡的发生的时候，它不可能是别的，那个时候就是那个时候就是死亡要发生。
So understanding more about the realities and conditions, various conditions for realities to arise is a condition towards more equanimity in general, more contentment with whatever arises now, and more equanimity, the Brahma Vihara, towards others and whatever happens for them. And this isI don't know whether you want to call it active or positive, but this is the wholesome quality of equanimity or tatrama jatata chetasika with other beings as object.
当越了解这些因缘和合的条件的时候，每一刻都是这样子的时候，真的了解的时候，它是一个健康的品质，它是一个善的，它会培养这个接受现在发生什么就是什么，但是并不是那种冷漠的哦，它的敌人其实是冷漠。但是我们刚强调是健康，如果真的了解每一刻的因缘和合，而不是冷漠的是一切都注定好了。
Instead of wasting so much time thinking so tragic that this happened to this person or to that person, and why was it like this, and why didn't the other driver go more carefully, and this and that, we just accept that at this very moment, life has to be just this way by condition. And...The time to actually feel sympathy for others is when they commit bad deeds that brings their own results.
那么越是了解真相是什么，越是了解业力业报呢，就越不会去责怪别人，责怪什么，然后或者是应该怎么样，就不会越陷入这个故事里面的情节的纠葛。那么就越能够知道真相的话，就会越能够了解。这些不善一定会带来的结果，以及去培养善的重要。
So as understanding and realities develops, so does the confidence in what the Buddha taught. And this leads to more acceptance, more living at ease. Very gradually, it starts to work its way in terms of the understanding of whatever arises in life, because we know in truth,Actually, there's no such situation of the other car causing this accident and so on. There are just different dharmas arising and falling away by their own condition.
那么随着对真相越来越了解呢，对佛陀的教导当然就会越有信心，那么也就越能够在日常生活中呢，更轻松，因为这个了解本身也不是由我来建立的，这些它有因缘条件建立的。那么越能够了解，其实就只是心所设法在生灭，并不是什么车子撞到谁死了，这些都只是表面的现象，真正在发生的就只是这些心所设法而已。
Anyway, it's a good topic on the Brahma Viharas. We haven't talked about them for a long time. So anything more on this topic?
那么慈悲喜舍还有没有问题呢
？Nima.
Okay.
Am I right when it's a Nima? Let's see.What's the meaning of Nima? Nima.
大家知道什么是 Nima 吗
？Many many times, Nima. Nima in Taiwanese. Because I heard the word Nima all the time. Does it have any meaning?
有谁知道阿酱在说的是我讲的什么叫 Nima?
What's that?
有谁知道这个吗？我们在讲中文的时候讲。我们在沟通的时候有用到 Nima 这个字，阿壮在问这是什么意思？是阿壮想知道 Nima 是什么意思？
我们常常讲你们吧，你们是不是
？Is it that it could be 你们 ？We are actually using 你们 means you, like everyone you. 你们有没有问题 ？Like do you have question? 你们 means you or everyone of you. You 你们。I think, Ajahn, you mean, I think you probably heard we are talking about. Do you have a question? 你们有问题吗
I just learning some word from you.
Right.
Like the word Nima. Nima. Nima.
你们 yeah. 你们
means you. Many, many times. Nima.
他刚刚说了我们，他有说一句我们。
我们跟你们，你们。Okay, that's just you.
I see. Thank you.
Don't you have any comment about the metta, karuna, or mudita, upekkha?
I think that to know the word is not difficult, but to understand exactly the moment it's there, it's very difficult as long as there's not yet the understanding of the characteristic which is not self. This is the most important thing. The purpose of listening to each word of the Buddha is to understand there is not self at all, no me at all. So even we have metta at that moment, no understanding that it's not me at all. And thinking much about it, but all those moments are not self at all. See, to learn to understand what is now appear, what is now appearing. For example, what is there now? See, dosa or adosa, or metta or adosa without metta, so something like that. See, because when we talk about the moment of kusala, there cannot be dosa and lopa at all. Otherwise, it's there unknown, and we might take it for I have metta, but actually, what's there? And it cannot be clear because it's gone instantly. Only when there is moment of thinking, considering about that, from hearing again and again and again. But that is still I, because there is the idea of I all day, no matter what we are talking about. And the characteristic of the wrong understanding of I can appear at any moment when sati is there.
几个重点哦，第一个是慈悲喜舍，了解这几个字并不难，难的是他现在有没有升起，他升起的时候他的特征有没有被了解，他可不可以被知道他其实是无我的。因为真正佛陀的教导的核心，如果我们不知道他是无我的，那我们即使慈悲升起了，很快的就把它当成是我的慈悲了，那这个并没有帮助哦。那么当然邪见的特征，邪见也是一个法，它有特征升起的，只要觉知有升起的时候呢，觉知也可以觉知到邪见的特征是什么。
The most difficult task is that to understand what we are talking about when it's there.
老师这边强调最重要也是我们可能最缺的，就是我们不管在讨论佛法，最重要是一天之中什么在那里，现在什么在那里。
Without intention, just want to know this or that. Otherwise, it's motivated by the I again.
常常是动机是因为我想要知道这个，我想要知道那个。
Each word should be carefully studied. That is so very, very difficult to understand that we take for self, to understand that it's no self at all.
那么事实上，每个字佛陀每个字是不容易真正的懂的。我们常常把它当成是我的我。
That's why we learn about the characteristic of what is there as citta and cetasika and rupa to understand the moment when there are right proper conditions to condition sati which is there to understand that which is there as it is.
所以我们讨论心所设法，我们讨论现在在那里的其实只是心所设法，这会成为觉知身体去觉知这些法的因缘条件。
So take it easy to understand that they are all here and now, but not known yet. That's why we talk about it in order that's to bring the citta from other story away from this moment to come back to this very moment.
事实上，我们在讨论心所设法，他们就在这里，就在现在，但是他们并没有被知道。但是我们也不是要紧张的要去知道他们。就是放轻松，因为这是因缘和合的，不是你想要去觉知就可以觉知的。
To understand that the truth is now at this moment unknown until we hear more and more about it, until there are conditions for the arising of even thinking about that carefully as not me, no one, or as no one.
就是先知道其实真相就在现在这里，只是现在并没有因缘条件让真相展现出来，可以知道。先不谈直接觉知这些法， 光是我们可以真正仔细的思会这些法都不见得有因缘条件。
Not the I as before who tries very hard to understand this or that, but to understand the moment when it's there as yourself.
并不是由我来想要知道这些法，而是当因缘条件有的时候呢，会知道其实这些法并不是我的。
So we studied the words of the Buddha just to understand whatever appears now as no one and nothing at all.
我们研读佛陀的教导是为了要了解现在不管是什么其实并没有人没有东西。
What about the body, the Gaia, right now? There is the idea of my body or time, but what is the body? Is it as a rose or a table? Is there any difference?
比如身体，我们都认为这是我的身体，那这个所谓的我的身体，它跟玫瑰跟桌子有没有不一样？
See,Just the word to consider the truth. What about your body right now and the other's body or anyone's body? Is it not the same as rose or chair?
那么所谓的我的身体、你的身体、谁的身体，它跟玫瑰椅子有什么不同吗？
So what are they? See, body or rose?
所以身体是什么？玫瑰是什么？
Is the body a rose, or is the rose a body?
身体是玫瑰吗？玫瑰是身体吗？
It's like funny question, but it can be the word for thinking carefully to understand what is there.
这个听起来是好像很滑稽的问题哦，但它是一个可以很认真去思考真相是什么的问题。
Would anyone like to think about that?
有谁想要想想这个问题吗？
It's a body and that is a rose. So is there any difference?
这个是身体，那个是玫瑰，它们的差别是什么呢？
Are they the same or not the same?
它们一样还是不一样？
See, because you see the rose and you see the body, see, daily life. But what is there?
你看到玫瑰，你看到身体了，但是这是我们的日常生活，但是在那里的到底是什么？
So what's the answer?
看到的
玫瑰
和
那个身体就是想象出来的。
Kuninapa said the rose and the body are both imagined.
See, the understanding, the truth that actually there is no one and nothing, only the absolute realities as they are.
所以真正的真相，那个究竟的实相是根本没有人的身体，也没有玫瑰，那个其实只是不同的法。
So, is there you or is there me? Is there anyone?
所以有你、有我或有任何谁吗？
What's the answer, please?
那答案是什么呢？请说，有你、有我吗？有谁吗？
只是明法和设法的现象，云色的现象。
Just Nama and Rupa.
See, no one and no me. And this is the truth, absolute truth. It's not just for thinking.For remembering, but to understand the truth in samsara. Otherwise, there's no time to think about that at all.
所以，只是法，并没有人，没有东西哦。这并不是要去记住这些话，而是要去了解这些话，在轮回中。
Is it worthwhile to talk about this to be the question, not just this moment, for the other moment as well?
那么，值得去讨论这些东西吗？任何时刻。
I think that no one thinks about this before, even after. I don't know whether there is some moment of thinking about that. What is seen is just that which is seen. No one there, right now,、
mm-hmm.
and at any moment.
那么不是很多人会去想到，那个被看到的只是被看到的而已，并没有任何人跟东西。被看到的并不是人跟东西哦。
Problem comes when there is the idea of something all the time.
当有一个什么人、什么东西在那里的时候呢，问题就来了。
But to think about this as a question, what is that, can bring about more understanding of no self and no thing. To think about or to make trouble.
那么去想着这个问题在那里的是什么，它可以是一个慢慢解开这个问题、降低这个麻烦的一个开始。
Do you have any trouble today?
你今天有没有任何麻烦呢？
Is it there or is not there?
I'm sorry, Ajahn.
Is it there or is not there? the problem.
麻烦有在吗？还是麻烦不在？
有麻烦也是想出来的吧。
The trouble is also thought about.
See, actually, it's not there anymore. As soon as it has arisen, whatever it is, citta, citta, arupa, they follow it instantly.
那么不管是那一刻是什么样的心心所设法，其实他们也灭了，不在那里了。
But without listening to the teachings of the Buddha, it's impossible to think about that as it is, as not me, no one, nothing.
如果没有听过佛陀的教导呢，是不可能知道在那里的其实并不是我或是任何东西哦。
Otherwise, there cannot be the understanding of the world is just no more, nothing at all, no world, nothing.
否则是不可能了解这个世界其实是空的，并没有任何东西在那里。
So what's the best thing? Seeing that actually there's no one. Until then, no more citta and citta-sakka and rupa at all.
所以什么是最好的呢？了解这些心心所设法，直到了解这些生灭之快都是空。
Does anyone think about this before listening to the teachings of the Buddha?
在听到佛陀的教导之前，有人会想过这些吗？
So listen to the words of the Buddha to understand the truth of whatever is there now.
所以听佛陀的教导，听仔细想他的话，在那里的是什么？
That's why not enough to listen to the words of the Buddha, because it brings about more and more understanding, which will be the condition for letting go everything, which is trouble.
那么文慧是不够的哦，是永远都不够的。越来越了解真相是什么？智慧的建立才能够放掉放手，那个麻烦才会放掉。
So what is the trouble now?
所以现在的麻烦是什么？
See, what's the problem? Or is there any problem? Is there problem now or not?
现在有问题吗？问题是什么？还是没有问题？
明舍想问，
先回答老师，先回答老师，大家都没有问题吗？
有，
没有，老师说现在有没有什么问题？问题在吗？还是没有问题？他指的是麻烦，人生的问题。
哦，没有。
你说现在没有问题？
没有想就没有问题啊，想了就是问题啊，就是想。
When you don't think about it, it's no trouble.
But there's you. That's why there's trouble, right?
但是你认为有我啊，我不去想就我就没有问题啊，但是我在那里那就是问题，那就是麻烦。
对啊，我是觉得总是对真相没有了解的。这种情况就是麻烦。
Okay, so not enough banya to understand the truth is the problem.
That's right. See, as long as there is you who still have trouble, and you want to have the trouble, and then have to study the teaching, see, only banya can save one from any trouble, depending on how strong it is, at what level.
要看智慧的层次哦，它可以帮我们免于这个麻烦哦。只要有我，只要我想要没有麻烦，那个我的麻烦一直都在。
Is banya you?
智慧是你吗？是你的吗
？What is that? What is it?
它是什么
？If it's not you,
它如果不是你，不是你的，那个智慧是什么？
它是无常。
It's anicca.
Is it known as it is yet?
它是什么？它的本质被知道了吗？因为其他法也是无常啊。但是智慧为什么你会知道是智慧，而不是信心？
So anytime when there is the moment of studying the teaching, it's time to let go the wrong understanding. That's why it's impossible just let go with the idea of self.
那么听闻教闻慧思慧培养智慧是能够舍离放手，但是只听一次就要放手不可能。我
But at moment of understanding, it's understanding itself which let go, that which is clung.All the time, from eons and eons ago, little by little.
那么了解真相的那一刻呢？了解本身就在放手，就在舍离。
That's why no matter we talk about citta or citta-sikkha, metta or karuna, just to understand the truth that it's not me, no one there.
所以不管我们是在讨论慈悲喜，或者是贪爱嗔恨智慧，这些都不是我，也不是我的，并没有人在。好，那现在有什么问题吗？慧蓉，你刚刚想问问题。
我们知道这个事哦，意识的事，就是说明是这个明法，它永远是攀缘于色法，所以叫极地。那
等一下，慧蓉，等一下，对不起，它不是一定永远攀，它不是永远都是攀缘色法。
因为有我嘛，我说的设法因为有我。
好，然后呢？
因为它已经是一个，就是我们因为就是有了这个色身，有了受想行识的这个色身，它会视之变之。但是因为我们不了解它是因缘和合条件而升起的，所以就是名色就是这样来的。那我们要了解四圣谛的话，就是必须要了解现象升起的它是极谛，那必须就是怎么样都会有变化。那刚阿江问的说，他刚问那个问题，那智慧升起的时候，当然就是有信心，然后有这个善升起，然后它就灭去了，是这样理解的吗？
其实我没有听懂你的问题，理解什么？理解，
就是说它虽然还是名色，怎么样都是名色，名色法的生灭，但是我们要了解名色法的生灭，是要了解它发生现象实相的那个当下，那不再执着这个色身或这个我，你才会了解说智慧升起的必要性，是因为智慧它本身就是也是属于生灭，但是它会带来的是舍离。我说是这样了解的。
我没有听懂，或者我不太确定你是在问问题还是在描述一个状况。
对，因为阿娟一直在强调说只有名色法嘛，意思是说那我们就是其实就是名法跟色法的生灭在不断的变化在这个现象界里面。因为我们无名，因为无名欲贪的关系，所以我们必须要有这个智慧升起。所以这个智慧升起也不是你要它升起就是升起，我的意思是说那如何在这个名色法里面你可以了解名色是只是法在生灭，然后慢慢累积，然后这个智慧一升起的时候你就知道说哦，它就是不是我。
所以你说如何了解只是名色法在生灭而已，是不是？
对。
OK the question come down to the truth is only nama rupa arises and passing away, and then how is the truth known?
Is that the question about how or the understanding,、mm-hmm. whether it understands the truth or not?
这个问题是关于如何知道真相，还是关于了解是什么，怎么了解？
对，是如何了解。
老师其实在问你，当你问如何的时候呢，其实就是不是有一个我想要去知道，想要去加快了解，增加智慧。
那这样有错吗？
Is it wrong to ask how?
Because you see that it indicates no understanding of Dhamma as not self, as no one at all. No one can do anything depending on conditions all the time.
因为去问如何的时候呢 ,how 的时候它其实是表示有一个什么方法我们怎么去做。它其实也显示了说没有真正了解法是无我这件事情。法是无我这几个字听起来很简单。它的意义很深，如果你真的越来越懂它的意义的时候，其实你不会寻找方法。
那你不思维的话，它也跟你没关系，你还是我。
If you don't think about it, then it's still me.
Can you stop thinking to arise?
你能阻止，你能够停止思考这件事情吗 ？No.
So there is always not enough understanding of Dhamma as it is.That's why it's not enough just to hear some word, and this is the idea of I would try to understand it.
就是还没有能够了解现在正在出现的法，所以这个听闻佛法是还不够的。
Not letting go any misunderstanding and avicca at all, even at moment of hearing about citta, see, it's still I, citta is me.
即使在听到心 citta 的时候呢？还是会认为它是我的，比如说我在看，但是因为有太多的无明跟贪爱了，所以现在的智慧还是相对弱很多，是没有办法真的了解的，很容易误解。
Otherwise, there must be idea all the time that I can do or tell me something. And if you are told, would you think that you can understand from being told?
所以因为正见还不够坚定哦，所以其实很容易就变成是有一个我在。就是特别容易就出现了。
What about if anyone say just sit and think? Is that the way to understand whatever is there as it is?
如果有人说就坐下来吧，然后去想，这样可以了解现在正在出现的法吗
Would you believe that it would bring any understanding?
你相信这样子智慧就可以培养了吗？
Impossible, because it's still you who would like to try so hard to know, but know what? Understanding what?
不可能的，因为还是有一个我坐下来这边努力的想要去了解什么。
Well, each word of the Buddha opened up that which is hidden long, long, for a long, long time ago, unknown, until listen to each word and consider carefully, wisely, until there is more confidence on the truth.
佛陀打开了那个隐藏很久很久的真相，那么我们仔细思考他的字，才能慢慢慢慢了解他到底在说什么。
Is there any other way?
还能有其他的方式吗？除了文慧、智慧、自然的。
That's why to have such a barami, truth, be truthful to the truth, no one can change it. And there can be more understanding of how much ignorance and avijja is accumulated from long time ago and on and on and on. Incredible. Not understanding anything at all in life, from life to life.
所以诚实真相波罗蜜是很重要的，也很关键的，包括能不能很诚实，或是能够知道无明很深啊，累世累劫以来无明很深，真我们知道吗？我们现在知道无明很深吗？
Otherwise, there can be the idea of I know a lot, I listen a lot, I understand a lot. But what about the direct understanding of whatever is now appearing?
如果不知道无明很深，很容易会觉得我已经听过很多次了，我已经知道很多了，我知道很多。然后那现在呢？能觉知现在出现的法吗？
Otherwise, each word of the Buddha is useless. It doesn't bring about the understanding directly to experience directly the truth as he taught, and we believe or understand.
如果佛陀的教导不能够帮助我们成为一个因缘条件了解现在正在出现的法，这个教导是没有用的，没有帮助的。
That's why it's quite so very subtle and very deep, very difficult to understand, but it could be understood.Because the understanding from hearing and considering is much enough.
所以是很精深很难的，能够觉知现在出现的法，但是它是有可能被做到的，一次一次的去闻慧思慧，真正的思慧。
Would you like to have sati arise and be aware of the object which is now appearing now?
你现在会不会想要有觉知身体，觉知现在正在出现的法呢？
Impossible. That's why it takes kanti parami.So great that one can understand how great it is when it's time to understand reality.
不可能的，不是你现在想要觉知就可以的，所以需要忍辱、耐心、波罗蜜。
It's a kanti now. What kind of what? See, many many realities unknown all the time.
现在有耐心、忍辱、波罗蜜吗？有非常非常多的法现在正在生灭，是不被知道的。
And we can answer.After we have thought about it carefully, it's this or that. But what about the exact reality, which is different from one to one, from moment to moment now, with sati, direct sati too?
那么我们可以用书本的知识回答这个法跟那个法的不同，但是现在呢，每一刻的法，下一刻的法，它的不同，能知道吗？有觉知，知道吗？
And what is the goal, or what is the destination?Or what is the point of listening to the truth which is there now?
去想现在在那里的是什么的意义是什么的重点是什么
Just to develop the understanding, the truth of no one at all. There are different conditioned realities by conditions only.
是为了要了解只是因缘和合生命的法并没有我并没有东西在那里
And this is the moment of letting go when there is the understanding of the truth.To try to do something so hard just to what?
那么在了解的那一刻呢，也是在舍离、建立舍离的能力的那一刻。那当我们试着要做什么的时候，是为了什么
？What would you like to let go?
你会想要舍离放手吗
？What about let go, panya? See, let go, panya. At the end.
那要不要舍离智慧呢
？And this is the teachings of the Buddha, the absolute truth, the end of.Chitta Chittasika, no more arising of Chitta and Chittasika.
这是佛陀的教导哦，只是心心所设法在生灭，没有更多的了。
How far it is, but as long as there can be the understanding of the words of the Buddha, the truth, it will lead by itself to the end.
那么这条道路有多远呢？佛陀的话呢，在带领着这条道路上的行走。
But not now. That's why we understand the difference between the Pariyatti and Patipatti and Pativeda.
但现在还没有在正道上，这个正道是指能够有升起思念中的正念。那现在我们都还只是在闻慧跟思慧的阶段，如果思慧的话。
It's wrong to try by oneself to understand this and that or to let go this and that, because actually that is the function of panya.
那么去了解这个或那个，去放手舍离这个或那个是智慧的功能。如果有我想要试着去做，那是不可能的。
What about this moment? Unknown. What about previous moment? Unknown. What about future moment? Unknown. So how can there be such moment of letting go?
那这一刻有什么法？不知道。上一刻呢？不知道。之前的那一刻呢？也都不知道。那怎么可能现在可以升起舍离？
So what is the most precious moment?
所以最珍贵的时刻是什么？
In a day from morning up to now and to the evening and next morning.See, what is the most precious moment?
从早上睡醒到现在，从现在到黄昏，到明天早上，最珍贵的时刻是什么？
It's the moment of understanding, bit by bit, little by little, about that which is now appearing.
逐渐的一点一滴的了解现在正在出现的那个真的是什么？
And the understanding to the whatever is now, we lead little to little by little to understand better and better. So how long will it take?
逐渐的可以一点一点的更了解一点了，那要多久呢？
And the understanding of the truth that is quite so long, that is panya, which let go desire or attachment to try to know or to understand.
那么这条道路是如此的要很久，所以是智慧能够放手那个欲望，想要去知道，想要加快。
That's why the understanding of each word,of the Buddha. Each word is so precious because it can bring understanding little by little of the truth right now.
佛陀的教导的每个字是如此的珍贵哦，因为它是我们智慧能够升起培养的因缘条件，就在现在，现在。
Would you appreciate just only to understand the word and the meaning only?
你是不是能够只要感激佛陀的话就好？
But,As is there unknown, that's why we listen to understand what is there, little by little.
那我们还是一点一滴的学的，现在到底在那里的是什么？什么在那里？
So, would you like to practice or to develop understanding, listening more, studying more, wisely, carefully, to understand how difficult it is even just to understand that which we used to say, nama and rupa?
即使只是要去真的了解什么是明法跟摄法，这个就已经很困难了。它的意义到底是什么？
萨瓦迪卡，
萨瓦迪卡
，Thank you，
阿拉扎 ，Thank you，
See next time， 拜拜，
谢谢
，See you， 拜拜，
谢谢，
拜拜，拜拜。